我们今天所要证道的讲题，当上帝被排除在计划之外 ，Our message taken from Genesis chapter 16 verses 1 to 6, when God is left out of the plan， 我们继续讲到亚伯兰。他在迦南园已经有十年了，那他到了这迦南园，上帝又应许说他会他的后裔是会好像天上的星星这样那么多，不过他已经85岁了，他还没有孩子。神的应许在创世纪第15章第5节上一次我们有读到创世纪第15章第5节这里说到第六节，这里说到亚伯兰信耶和华，亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。亚伯兰信耶和华 ，Genesis 15 verse 5 says。After God gave Abram the promise that his seed would be as the stars of heaven, Abram believed in the Lord. And the scripture says he counted it, God counted it to him for righteousness. So he believed God. And God justified him.So he was a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a believer in the living and true God. 他是信主的，这位真神的，他是真神的子女。那这里讲到神给他这个应许，说他的后裔会好像星星一样那么多。你得到神的造就的帮助，那你的反应是怎么样呢？ After you have received the promises of God, what is your response to the promise of God? Well, you would have thought thatAbram would be sped along in the path of God's will. 我们就想说神这样的后代他当然要相信神的应许。不过在这创世纪第16章我们看到人的软弱。In Genesis chapter 16, we see the weakness of the human flesh. 我们虽然是被称义人， though we are justified in Christ by God,Our sins are cleansed. We are on our way to heaven. And yet, we can, along the way, fall into sin and error. 神就对我们说，在这亚伯兰的故事，他怎么样的做神 倒反的事, you did something that is contrary to the will of God. God's will was revealed to him, and what happened? 我们的第一到三节, 我们要看这神允许亚伯兰跟他的妻子被试探. God allowed Haggai and Sarah and Abram to be tested. They were tempted. Verse 1 says, and Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. 创世纪第16章第1节说到, 亚伯兰的妻子撒来不给他生儿女, no children, and it's 10 years that they are there in the promised land, and there she had an idea. 撒来就想了一想, 他说, 哎呀, 既然我不能够生育, 神的应许是说, 孩子会从亚伯兰那里来, 没有说是从撒来那里来啊。 God's promise is that the child would come from the loins of Abram, but God didn't say that it will come from Sarai or Sarah. And so Sarah had a plan. And you notice that when all this happened, God was more or less left out of the whole plan. There are times in our life when we can choose to go our own way, which God, by permitting us to choose, giving us a free will, also wants us to know that we are responsible for the choices that we make in life. God showed us the way, but he did not coerce us into following him. But God would want us to love him on our own accord. 神救了我们, 他 把我们的罪都洗净了, 他给我们一个 自由的选择, 选择爱他, 选择跟随他, 选择走他所赐我们的那条好路, 义路, 不过, 我们可以, 我们可以, 选择 不要跟随主. We can choose to not to obey and follow the will of God. God gives us that sacred choice. And here we would see Abram faced with a decision. A decision to, as it were, we said, to help God. Abram and Sarai were to wait for God to fulfill his words as he has promised them. why is it that Abram could not wait? Well, the culture in that time is that if the wife is not fertile, productive, it is normal to for the maid, someone else in the family to be given. To bear the child that will belong to the mistress. Yeah. So, this was the custom at that time. And it is easy for us to see here that because it is a normal thing to do, therefore, for Abram, you notice that he did not consider the purpose and will of God at that moment in time when that decision was made. Yapolan, her Sarai, 她决定把 她的 她的 使女夏甲是个埃及人，把她给亚波兰，使他能够因他得孩子。 Who is Haggai? Haggai, you recall, was a gift from the Pharaoh when Abram went down to Egypt. You remember he went down to Egypt because when he came to Canaan, there was a famine. And he went out of the way. God's will for him was to stay in Canaan, to trust God to take care of him in the land. But he did not. So he went down to Egypt. And in that trip to Egypt, there were many consequences. There were many consequences. One of it, we have already seen in the nephew Lot. Lot was very affected by the Egyptian culture or the worldly culture. And we saw how he almost lost his family. Abram had to go and rescue him when he was raided, taken hostage by the invading army. He lost everything. When we try to make gain and make profit in the world, we can fall into great snare. And one of it was Lot. Lot was exposed to the world, as it were, and its attractions and its temptations and its glitter. Right? We said all that glitter is not gold. Right? It's what you see is deceiving. So that was the first disaster, as it were, for Abram going down to Egypt. The second was this Haggai. Hagar was the maid that was given to Sarai by the Egyptian Pharaoh. Remember, Egyptian Pharaoh wanted to take her for his wife because Abram was too afraid to tell the truth that Sarai was his wife. He said, Sarai is my sister. And so God intervened. A plague was sent to Pharaoh and his household. So Pharaoh hands off Sarai. And if you look, think about it, you realize that if that happened, they would have seen the purpose of God, the hand of God protecting them. That indeed the descendant must come from Sarai through Abraham. God intervened, you know, with Pharaoh in order to protect the his plan. So Sarai believed that the promised seed will come from Abraham and God would give it. And she may think that it is genuine self-denial on her part to give Hagar to Abram in order that a child may come. So we can surmise the motive for her doing that. It was quite a benevolent of her in that sense, right, to give a husband a way to in that way to fulfill a plan that God has given them. So in their own way, they have their thoughts. Abram should have waited upon God. Actually, he had to wait another 15 years more for Isaac to be born. 15 years is a long time, you know. You have already waited 10 years. We are asked to wait another 15 years. 亚伯兰和撒拉已经等了十年了，神应许他说，他们会有一个孩子，不过那孩子要25年后才生，这很长的时间呢。 God's time is not our time. God's way, not our way. And as we are faced with solutions that is brought before us, it's important that we bring this decisions, every decision that we have to make to our Lord for approval, for his to understand his mind, to understand his will, because there are great consequences to our choices, the choices that we make. The Arab-Israeli conflict today that we see, right? We read the newspaper, the Arabs against the Israelites, the perennial conflict that is going on, it is a result of that one decision. That one decision has that much of a repercussion. Abraham lived 2000 BC. Today is 2020, so 4,000 years ago. 4,000年前, 这是4,000年前的事。不过, 亚伯兰跟撒拉的决定，那后果真的是我们读报纸每天可以看到以色列跟阿拉伯国家的纷争的纷争，是好像无法调解 the conflict that happened thereafter seem to have no solution. So the first thought is the temptation. You realize that the temptation comes to us, and we are to and you look at the reasoning in verse 2. And Sarai said unto Abram, Behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my meat. The Lord hath restrained me from bearing. So she realized that God is the one who did not enable her to give. And we know that truly children are a gift of God. And so she said, I pray thee, go in unto my maid, that it may be that I may obtain children by her. And straight away you see in the same verse the response, and means, you know, thereafter. It's a connecting, it's a conjunction that connects, right, the previous action to this. And here it says that Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarah. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarah. Sometimes we make decisions very, very quickly. Our memory verse says, For he that soweth to his flesh shall reap corruption, and he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And God is saying to us here that our decisions can be categorized into two types. That a fleshly decision or a spiritual decision, and we need to know, distinguish, is it of God? Is it spiritually motivated? Is it of the will of God? Or is it of the flesh? It was an easy solution. And you also notice about Egypt and the repercussions of being entangled with the world, life in Egypt. 我们要知道夏甲是个埃及人，他是个埃及人，他从埃及来，是法老赐给亚伯兰跟撒拉的使女，这这关系啊，我们想一想，本来是没有事。This relationship between of Sarai coming from Egypt, nothing wrong, handmaid. But when Sarai became instrument, as it were, to thwart the will of God, it became a a snare for them. James chapter 1, verses 12 to 16 says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to him that loved him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he every man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren." So the temptation came there, and it is a normal thing to do, culturally speaking. So for the people of God, we have to realize, right, for our young people here, right, you realize that God's way is that we must, by the mercy of God, choose a spouse that is a genuine believer like us, so that we would be able to worship God together and be able to live our lives in sync together. The temptation would be that when God would bring somebody into your life and you see that the person is not a believer, but there are many good things that you can see in that person, but the person is not a believer, would you choose to become close to such a person with the intention of marrying such a person? Well, if you look at the world, that the surrounding situation in the family around, it may seem to be a compatible match culturally, maybe in terms of your expectation of a life partner. But here, you would notice that as we compare it with the scriptures, you realize that God said that this is a danger. Be not unequally yoked. And so you would notice, 我们这里看到亚伯兰就很快的就答应了沙来，说他。跟这个使女同房，因他得孩子。And so you see Abram consenting so quickly, and Abram hearkened, listened, obeyed. The word there is obeyed, listened, hearkened to the voice of Sarah. And so sometimes the voice that comes to you can be someone close to you, but it's not the will of God. And the Lord wants us to evaluate our choices before we make a decision. Right? Consult the Lord. If Abraham would have asked God, right, there is a verse 1.5 there. Right? Abraham sought the Lord. What would the Lord have said to Abraham? You notice that when Abraham was in Egypt, God intervened. But in this case, God did not intervene. God allowed it. God did not intervene, God allowed it. Why did God allow it? 为什么上帝允许沙拉跟亚伯兰走这错路呢? Well, I think it's to teach us that we bear responsibility to the decisions that we make in life. There are consequences to it,
And we have the word of God to warn us, to admonish us, to teach us. And so here you see that soon it was over. Verse 3 says, and Sarai, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, after Abraham dwelt with 10 years, and gave her to her husband, Abraham to wife. And verse 4, right, he took the decision. What did he say there? He went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And you see, N. Yeah. One thing lead to another, And so God wants us to realize and see, right, that the decisions that we make in life, it triggers off a chain of activity, a chain of movement, decisions that affects what the future will be. Right? So you see the temptation, you see the fall, and you see the consequence. Right? The consequence. When Sarai conceived, she despised Sarai, her mistress. So there was a conflict that immediately came. Right? God says that in the house there would be one husband and wife together with the children. But when there is one other, you realize that conflict would come. 你看一个家庭啊, 丈夫跟妻子, 一个完美的家庭, 不过另一个女人进入, when another woman comes into the picture, that's where the whole dynamics change. That's where discord, disharmony, problem comes in the home. And God wants us to know the decision and the fall, and then the consequence. Right? Consequence. Right? Hagar was already expecting a child. She had conceived. And what to do? Well, Sarai treated Hagar badly. Badly. There is already a consequence because there is a child that is coming in the womb. And so here we learn a good lesson that we must take life decisions with great care and deliberation and consideration, because it would affect the chain of events for life. And I pray that God would teach us and help us to do the right thing, do the will of God. 我们求主帮助我们, 要我们做决定的时候, 尤其是大的决定, 你要读的那, 你要做的, 你的事业, 你的事业, 你的, 你的, 你的伴侣, 终身的伴侣, your life partner, your career, major decisions. We need to take time to pray and take time to seek the Lord, take time to seek the will of God. And when we know the will of God and we walk therein, that's the best. So may the Lord help us. 求主帮助我们, 在每一项事, 每一个事情, 都要, 征求, 主的, 主的, 意思, 主, 领导的路是最好的, 我们的责任就是, 知道主要我们做什么, 我们今天就讲到这里了。